So, Adrian, great advice on being, you know, put in the spotlight, you know, having to speak extemporaneously and all those things that cause us all kinds of anxiety in our personal and particularly our professional lives. I'm interested in what some of your big takeaways were.
Well, yeah, you know, you and I, we speak in front of sometimes thousands of people, sometimes small groups of, you know, all CEOs. We have, you know, sometimes intimidating groups that we'll speak in front of, and it's easy to be, you know, anxiety ridden. And I love what he's talking about is, look, this is not about being perfect. It's about connecting. And that really helped me years ago as I was doing these talks is to realize I'm not there to wow them and to make them laugh and things. If that happens, that's wonderful. I'm here to teach them something that I know that they want to learn. And they're here because they want to learn. And it's just a different way of thinking about it. And it takes the anxiety away as we're just trying to communicate and connect.
Yeah, I loved his idea about be interested, not interesting. You know, have some back pocket questions that you ask people. You know, one of my dad's favorite jokes was the guy at the bar with the beautiful woman, you know, that he's trying to impress, and she's going on. And finally she says, well, that's why I think I'm wonderful. Why don't you tell me why you think I'm wonderful? You know, this self-absorption, right? And we all get caught up in that. We want to be the most interesting person in the room instead of being the most interested person. Yeah. In the room. And I thought that was such a great takeaway. The way he broke down commercials, you know, problem, solution, benefit, that should be kind of your little list in messaging, you know, the beginning, the middle, and the end. Just have that mapped out in your brain. These tips, absolutely, I thought were so good that give you structure so that you can be prepared to be spontaneous, which was another great takeaway.
Yeah, because you say you're at a business, you know, whatever meeting, and they say, oh, what do you do? And, you know, you have that ready to go. But as you said, well, you know, what makes you interested about, you know, your work? Somebody may ask you something like that. Well, hey, we're tackling this problem right now. Here's what we're working on. Here's how we think it'll benefit our clients or our stakeholders, et cetera. I mean, what a great little, you know, path to follow. Three steps each time. And also a wonderful way to do job interviews. He talked about that, like an athlete prepares to be spontaneous. You know, a running back has thought 1,000 times about deking and going that way and, you know, whatever they do. Well, we've got to do the same, prepare to be spontaneous. You know, what is the key theme? Well, I'm detail-oriented, as Matt said. Here's an example. That's wonderful. It's great advice.
Yeah. I loved his, I call it the power of the pause, but he talked about take a deep breath. You know, take a deep breath. And the magic is in the exhale, not the inhale. You take that big, and then the twice as long you exhale, and it just relaxes everything. It gives you a moment to kind of put that structure together and then be brilliant. You know, it's such great tips. I've watched one of his videos on how to receive praise. Mm. And he's got this little acronym, TAKE. And I'm not going to spoil it for you because I want you to go watch it. sign up for his newsletter. Really wonderful little things that if we just take a deep breath, put that structure in place, we can you know, reduce anxiety, which is obviously the title of our podcast, and then really convey great ideas, be interested, be interesting, and take away that anxiety. I think what he's talking about, think faster, talk smarter, is just a brilliant mantra.
Yeah, oh, it really is. My last thought too was, you know, what can managers do? I think this was really great is, you know, reward people who speak up, be really cognizant of this, role model it yourself. But, you know, our good friend Scott O'Neill said that, you know, when he's a new leader of an organization, he'll actually encourage people to challenge him. They'll stop in the hall. Hey, next meeting, do this and tell them how to do this because he wants that. And I just love that. I love hearing your voice. I think that's a great line.
That really struck me. And the idea is last takeaways, be a better listener. You know, more and more and more, we've got to learn. Yeah, what was that you said? Is to be better listeners. And, you know, I got to tell you, there's one guy that when he talks up, I always listen. And that's our producer, Brent Klein.
Absolutely.
You know, just words of wisdom. He takes our mess of a podcast that we record and he makes it sound really professional and really beautiful. And to Christy Lawrence, who helps us find amazing guests. And thank you to all of you who have listened in. If you like the podcast, please share it. We'd love to have you come visit our website as well, thecultureworks.com, for some free resources to help you and your team and your culture thrive.
Well, we also love speaking to audiences around the world, virtually or in person, on the topics of culture, leadership, teamwork, resilience, wellness. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about your event. I'm about to jump on a plane to Madrid. Chester, I think you're going to Topeka? Or
I don't think it's a Bend, Oregon. Yeah, it's not as big as Topeka. Bend aspires to be Topeka.
That's right, we do. Hey, we love going to Bend and Topeka, wherever you want us to come. We'd love to talk to you about your event. So give us a call. And until next time, we wish you the best of mental health.